I think the first thing you kind of notice is
Jersey's a little cleaner today.
Just, you know, talk about the job your offensive line did, kind of keeping you clean.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job. It's a good front, especially those guys inside. Some good players in there that have had a lot of success. And I thought one of the keys too is just kind of the balance. We were throwing so many different things at them, especially as far as an offensive line goes. Running the ball, quick game, moving it. I really felt like those guys kind of got started. We got them in a rhythm, and they kind of really made us go.
Touchdown throw to Macklin, kind of a tough throw. You showed a little faith in him to come and go get that one, didn't you?
Yeah, it was, you know, little sprint out to the left, and it was good coverage, and kind of had to pull up, and a bit of a jump throw there. But yeah, he's the type of, I've talked about it, you know, especially with the defender's back turned. Feel good with him. He's so competitive with the ball in the air. He's one of those guys you feel good about letting it go. Worst case scenario, it's incomplete.
He's getting a lot of targets the last two games. How much is that you guys? Hey, we're gonna get this cat the ball. I mean, how much is him just?
Yeah, there's some of it. Certainly you can call a play that's designed to go to him, but depending on the coverage, the ball's going to go elsewhere. And then vice versa, you know, call a play for someone else, and then the coverage just dictates that it's going to go out there. I think with his speed, he gets a lot of respect from some DBs. So you saw that tonight with a lot of that stuff. I mean, getting a lot of off coverage, and you're able to take a lot of those things. And then on the sprint out, when you make a play like that, you're going to get off coverage, you know. So it was kind of a mix of both, though, I guess, as far as some of that stuff called for him and some of the stuff just kind of going his way with the coverage.
Alex, kind of a two-pronged question, a little bit related to your development, but also to Marcus. A lot of his profile was very similar to yours coming out of college, and even the type of team he was going to, the struggles the 49ers were having. I just wonder if you can relate to where he is now a little bit, and also what conscious things do you can you sum up that you think you've done to become the guy you are now as opposed to the guy you were then?
It's tough. I don't want to totally compare. Certainly his college career is, he did a lot more in college, I'd say that, than I did. It's tough. I mean, certainly I think from a sense of, coming from shotgun and that kind of a system when you're not playing with tight ends and fullbacks and things, and then coming to the NFL. But every situation is different. I mean, he's so accomplished, I think, at the collegiate level and coming, and from everything I've heard, extremely bright kid, I do think you see more of some of that stuff that gets mixed in at the NFL. It's kind of transitioned at this level a little more, which I think is a good thing for some of those guys that like him that are coming up. I think really it's, for me, it was always just battling the anxiety of being the top pick and trying to justify that. And that's what I, fought for so long. It took me a while. So I don't know what the real answer is there. In some of the ways, I think you have to play yourself out of that. I felt like I kind of dug myself a hole early on. It's just tough. I don't know if there's one clear answer for it.
But more of that mentally than physical adjustments or style of play adjustments, you think?
No, that's there too, for sure. I mean, that's part of the game, the speed of the game, the volume, the transition to pro-style offenses and things like that. That's all there, and it's all unique to, I don't really know what's going on in their room and all that, but you can see it tonight. Certainly tonight he was using his legs a lot. There were a lot of rollouts, sprint outs, things like that. That would be tough to comment on, but that's part of it. But certainly the mental part is there as well.
Alex, you feel like what you guys got done in the passing game tonight, not that you take anything for granted, but this is going to make it – is there a momentum thing? Is there a carryover effect when you start the regular season from what you get done or don't get done in the preseason?
Yeah, I think tonight was a good look at – I think what we are and what, when we're playing good, who we are. It's got a lot of different playmakers on the field, and you're distributing the football, and we weren't doing anything crazy. Just kind of, reading the offense, dictating where the football goes and getting the ball to playmakers' hands, and they all made plays. Offensive line played great. We did a lot with them, kept balance, spread the ball around. I think that was kind of a good example of it.
You said you didn't do anything crazy. Do you feel like the last couple weeks maybe you guys were trying to force some things?
No, not necessarily, but certainly we were able to get into a rhythm to start tonight, whereas maybe in the last couple weeks we hadn't to start. And some weeks are like that. I mean, some weeks you don't march down the field and score a touchdown on the opening drive. I mean, it's not always going to be like that. So tonight was, and so I think when that happens, you get the ball rolling, it's going, and Coach kept the plays coming in, and you know, and it was you got a lot of momentum going there. Some weeks it's not going to be like that, but certainly I felt like, in myself included in that, you know, as far as running the offense out, yeah, maybe a couple weeks before trying to do too much, and tonight was really just kind of, just kind of letting the offense work for me a little more.
Any advice for Aaron after he threw that pick when he first got in there?
Yeah, you know, for me then, it was just to shake it off. You know, we've all done bonehead plays on the field before, and it certainly he knows it before the rest of us and doesn't need to hear it from us. So for me, I knew there was a lot of football left and he was going to get a lot of playing time. So have a short memory. You know, the last thing you want that is to bog you down out there and to be thinking about it and then let it affect the rest of that, you know, the rest of that game. So I thought he did a great job bouncing back, getting in a rhythm, and then making some really nice plays.
Is that easy for a young guy to do?
No, it's not. It's not at all. I've been there. It's difficult. You just dwell on it. But like I said, it's also that thing, too. You got to play your way out of it. You know, you just have to go out there and play your way out of it. And I thought he did a good job that night. You know, guys out there as well, helping him, making plays. But a couple of those plays he made, a couple of those throws were really, really nice.
Coach said that tonight is more of what you guys are as an offense. With everything you did this week as far as how you game planned and treated it more like a regular season game, did you feel more comfortable when the plays were being called that they were going to be successful because you were going after certain things?
I mean, I just think, you know, having wrapped it all week versus a look, you don't always know what you're going to get. I mean, certainly from the film, you're trying to get an educated guess at it, but you certainly prepare for everything. But, yeah, I mean, just having repped them, physically repped them versus the looks helps. Certainly, and then you spend a week watching the film, so you're much more prepared, you know, once the play's called for all the what ifs. So, yeah, I mean, certainly the week of preparation really helps in that matter.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.